Hey guys, this is Heather with MyHouseDeals.com. Today I'm speaking with Premium Elite member Lee Miller. Lee is getting a refund of his initial upfront membership fee because he bought a property listed on MyHouseDeals.com during the first 12 months of his Premium Elite upgrade. Hi Lee, how are you today?
I'm doing absolutely awesome. Thank you for asking.
All right. Well, Lee, tell us a little bit about yourself and your investing background.
I got started, bought my first house in 2000 and turned it into a bachelor pad. I had 9 roommates paying all my bills, and that inspired me and motivated me to want to have more people pay my bills for me.
All right, very good.
That's what motivated me to get started into investing and learning more about real estate.
Okay, so I guess that would be what inspired you to get into real estate. How did you build up your real estate education once you decided it was something that interested you?
Oh, I've been to numerous seminars, webinars, workshops, CDs. I've invested a lot into the education.
Okay, very good. What problem or need did you have that MyHouseDeals.com was able to satisfy?
Biggest thing is finding the leads. I know how to do the deals. I know how to complete the transactions. It's finding the people to talk with. And the whole purpose of My House Deals is you've got basically an unlimited supply of people to talk with. It's just a matter of finding what's going to make the best sense for the deal. So finding the leads is the most important thing I found with this site.
Okay. Before you came to us, what did you try to do to solve that problem on your own?
Well, it was pretty much Craigslist and Penny Saver and any other type of publication, but the challenge with that is you're sorting through dealing with all the retail buyers or retail listings and not necessarily the motivated buyers or the real deal. So there was a lot of excess that I had to filter through in order to find the good deals.
Okay. How many properties did you look at before you decided on the one that you purchased?
I can't answer that, but I can say that I bought this one within just a few days of signing up for the membership. The deal came along, I would say, within the first week that I'd signed up for the membership, and the numbers made sense, so I went ahead and bought it.
Okay. And what made you choose to buy that particular property?
Well, I knew the numbers ahead of time. I had my research beforehand. I went to meet with the seller and just kind of was asking her questions and finally asked, what was the lease she would accept, and come to find out she was willing to accept a lot less than what she actually had posted on the website, and that was within my numbers range. So I said, okay, I wrote the offer right there on the spot.
Okay. Let's talk about those numbers. Are you comfortable sharing your purchase price, cost of repairs, and the ARV with us?
Sure, that's no problem.
Okay, what was the purchase price?
I got it. It was listed, first of all, it was listed on My House Deals for $300,000, but through talking to her, I found out that she'd be willing to accept $200,000, and so that's what I wrote it up for. It was awesome. So I wrote it up for $200,000, said it would close with cash and close quickly, and the comps that I found showed it was worth about $350,000. I'd used several different sources to pull comps, and that came out at $350,000. The repairs, I'm not too good at that aspect, but I roughly guesstimated about $40,000 for the repairs. And actually, I ended up wholesaling the property to some cash buyers who were more experienced in doing rehabs.
Mm-hmm.
And they've rehabbed the entire thing. It's now listed back on the MLS for $399,000.
Wow. You didn't actually pay for the repairs then. You wholesaled the deal. When you did your initial analysis, how did you go about verifying the after repair value?
I've got some software that I can use, but the software is only as good as the information that I put into it. And I just looked at the property and made notes of the things that needed to be repaired. So I put the numbers into the software, and that's what it came out with. But again, I'm new at the estimating the repairs, so how accurate it was, I couldn't really say.
Okay. Why do you think you've been successful as an investor when some other people may struggle?
I just don't quit. I had a lot of no's before the first yes that paid off. I lost a bunch of deals because you know, one reason or another, and I just kept pursuing and kept going forward, and just under no circumstance would I allow myself to quit.
Okay. So just, I guess it takes a lot of stick-to-itiveness.
Yeah, I mean, it would be nice if you could get a nice property your very first time or getting started, but the reality is that it takes a lot of work, and you can't give up when it gets hard or you hear a few no's.
All right. And what advice would you give to new investors from your background and your past?
Biggest thing is just start writing offers. I mean, too many people are afraid of writing offers, and I mean, that's really the whole business that we're in is writing offers. So if you write the offer and it's a good enough deal, you'll come across someone who will help you to buy it or find an escape clause. But if you don't write offers, you don't even have a chance to start in the game.
All right. Well, Lee, thank you very much for speaking with us today. And I believe that's going to be it.
Thank you for your time.
Uh-huh.